What is going on, guys? This is your boy Joe. If you're listening to this right now, you are my hero. I like you a lot, and you should send me a message on Facebook or Snapchat or something and tell me what's up. I'd love to talk to you. I appreciate you listening. But no, I want to record this because lately I've noticed, well, not lately, but in the past couple of years that I've been out of school, well, since 5 years now I've been out of high school, and ever since I started, you know, working and joined the working class, my first job was pretty decent pay, not a bad job. Straight out of high school, it was pretty great. And I heard people complain about the pay, the supervisors, the hours, and like mainly the pay. And they felt like they were underpaid and overworked. And I thought it was just maybe that job or just those people. And then I went to my next job, same thing. Went to another job, same thing. I've had like 5 to 6 jobs since I've been out of high school, and every single one of them, people say the same things. Like every time they complain about the pay, it's ridiculous. You know, I was literally making 20 bucks an hour right out of high school per hour, full time, benefits and everything. And people are complaining about the pay. And, you know, I just thought that's maybe that was that place. But everywhere I went, same thing, no matter what. And, you know, I recently got a sales job, and it's been the best decision I've made so far. And it has the potential for me to make unlimited income, pretty much unlimited. And the whole point of this podcast is to really kind of sell you on why you should get into sales. A lot of people, like, they complain about the job or complain about their income because they're not really in control of their income. They're just showing up, clocking in and clocking out, and they're not really in control. No matter how much work they do that day or how little work they do, most people are going to get paid the same, either hourly rate or salary. And I just could not do that. I would never have any other position or career path than sales, because I couldn't stand working with people and they're doing half the amount of work I'm doing, but I'm getting paid the same thing. And it's just ridiculous. You have to do performance pay, or else you'll always be unhappy and you'll always feel overworked and underpaid. Now, when you're in performance pay, it's all on you. You can't blame anybody. You can't blame the company. You can't blame your supervisor. You could blame your training, I guess, but sales is an ongoing training. It's kind of up to you to train yourself in sales, because there's so many free resources, YouTube, books, all these stuff from the library. You can go read books, listen to videos and all this stuff and educate yourself on sales. And all it is asking questions, finding a problem and solving it with your product or service. And that's how simple it is. Nothing ridiculous. It doesn't matter if you're an introvert, extrovert, black, white, Chinese, short, fat, tall, skinny, girl, boy, I don't know what, it does not matter. I work with people in sales that you look at them and they don't look like they would ever do anything in sales. And you can't judge a book by its cover. And if you really want to scale your income and you really want to make real income and enjoy it, get into sales. No matter what it is, retail sales, car sales, whatever it is, get into sales and make sure you find a product that you enjoy selling, and maybe even a product that you use on a day-to-day basis. And it'll help you sell, especially if you have the product or use it or you believe in it. People will feel that. So my challenge to you is, don't just work at a job because benefits or because it's steady. Like, go out on a limb, especially if you're younger and, you know, and you want to scale your income and want to make more money and you're unsatisfied, learn how to sell something. You can do sales on a part-time basis. You can come out with your own t-shirt brand or sell hats, sell shirts. You can do whatever you want. Sales is, no matter what we do, we've always done sales since the day we were born. For example, you know, when you're a baby and you want something, you're absolutely going to cry and cry and cry until you get it. You're selling your parents on why you need all their attention. And from what time we're a little kid, we're selling our parents on what we want to eat for dinner. We're selling our parents on why we need it our way. Our parents have to sell us to go to bed. Like, we are always selling. It's just, most people say selling is pushy and they can never do it. Or I've heard some crazy, ridiculous stuff, you know, like, I don't want to force people to do anything. And that's just because they've dealt with an amateur salesperson. When you deal with a real true professional salesman, you don't get that feeling at all. You actually appreciate it and you respect it, and you'll probably refer them to a friend. That's a real salesperson. And you can easily, well, not easily, but you can become that person. Usually those people make the most money. It's ridiculous. So that's my advice, and I encourage you to at least give it a try part-time, or, you know, go out on a limb and try it. I think you'll be really satisfied, and it's a learning curve at first, because you got to get over the limiting beliefs that you've been telling yourself forever because your uncle says salespeople are pushy, you know, and don't listen to that crap. If you think about any major company, usually the highest paid people in the company besides executives and chairmen are salespeople, because without sales, you don't get anything. No business can stay in business. No business can grow. Without sales, I'm telling you, you got to sell your girlfriend or your boyfriend on what you want to eat tonight when y'all go out. You got to sell each other on what movie you want to watch, what you want to do for vacation. It's all sales. That's exactly what sales is. Asking questions and filling needs. Finding a problem and fixing it with your product or service. It's that simple. It's not. Most people overthink it and they assume a bunch of stuff. Be a professional. This whole thing right here was a sales process, and hopefully I sold you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.